Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Children are supposed to grow up with their father, asking them, leaning on them. What are we supposed to do? Daddy, should I do this? Daddy, should I do that? Daddy, what do you think about this? Daddy, how should we do this? Daddy, is this right? Daddy, is this wrong? Daddy, can I go there? Daddy, can I go here? Daddy, can I do this? Do you understand that? Then when they come to the age in their life that they should be saved or on their own and talking to the Lord for themselves, that should just roll over to our Heavenly Father. Yeah. There should never be a time in our life ever that we don't have a father. And that we're not doing the very same thing, but just with a different father.
Right.
Do you understand that? You shouldn't get up and go somewhere. Father, what do you think about this? Father, should I give this or should I do that? But you're not asking your natural father anymore. You're now asking your heavenly father. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I think that's the way God intended for things to be.
Yes.
He set it up that way to where we would never be without guidance in our lives. But what happens is people get to a certain age in their life and they get away from their natural father, but they don't go to their heavenly father and their lives get messed up and they get off course. But we should never be a moment in our lives that we don't go from one father to the other father.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah.
If you're not doing it, do it. Take advantage of that. That's one of the benefits of being born again. That you can just go to your father and ask him anything you want to ask him. And he'll tell you.
Yes.
He'll tell you. So, 1 Peter 2:2. It says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that they may grow thereby. That's what we were talking about earlier. In order that your inward man will grow, you got to get some word in you. That's where we find out the nature of the Father. That's where we find out what He's like. That's where we find out what He does like. Okay, let me ask you a question. Say you're going to make lemonade. All right? You take a lemon, you take a big pitcher, say regular size pitcher, and you're going to make lemonade. And you take a lemon and you drop one drop of lemon juice into that water. Is that lemonade?
No.
It contains lemon and water. It contains them both. What if you put 5 drops? What if you put 10 drops? No. It takes a lot of lemon to convert a pitcher of water into lemonade. Does it not?
Yes.
What if you read one scripture? That's kind of like one drop into a pitcher of water. Has your insides changed? What if you read 2 scriptures? Do you think your insides has changed and they're going to stay changed? Absolutely not. What if you read 3 scriptures or 4 scriptures? You've got to renew your mind with the Word. It's new. It's brand new. But if you want to keep it brand new, you got to feed it. You got to give it something to grow on.
Yes.
And the Word is what we feed it to grow on. That verse said that we just read, you are of God. Let's read it again. 1 John 4:4, so you'll know what I'm talking about. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I don't think I read that actually. 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children. Say, I'm a little child.
I'm a little child.
and have overcome them. Did you know even little kids can overcome the devil?
Yes.
Spiritually? Yes. You can be a little kid just born again 5 minutes and you can overcome the devil. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. First off, we need to recognize we are of God. So say that with me. I am born of God. I am his child. Say it with me. I am God's child. He is my father. How many of you in here are fathers? Big part of you. Now, do you have children that when they ask you for something, it's a joy to do something for them? Yes. Absolutely. And that's the way our Heavenly Father is. When we ask him for stuff, it's a joy for him to be able to do those things for us.
Amen.
And you needn't wonder if your Heavenly Father is going to follow through on his deal of being your father and is going to meet your needs. You needn't wonder if you wake up tomorrow and you're going to have food. Does your natural father provide you with food?
Yes.
Does your natural father provide you with clothes?
Amen.
Does your natural father provide you with all the things that you need?
Yes.
Did he when you were growing up?
Yes.
There's a few that haven't, but overall, isn't that part of the job of a natural father?
Yes.
Well, your heavenly father is going to so far above and beyond do what our natural fathers did.
Yes.
Because he is a good father. And he's going to definitely do his part. The God in you is greater than anything that the devil can do to you. He's greater than sickness. He's greater than poverty. He's greater than pain. He's greater than depression. He's greater than all these things. He's greater than you judging. Okay, so we talked about the lemonade for just a minute. Say you've got things in your life that are habits that you don't like. And you say, I have been born again, Mrs. Moore. You're talking about being born again. But I'm still doing those very same things over and over and over again. You have the greater one inside of you, but let me tell you another illustration that may help you. Say you have a balloon and you blow it up just a little bitty bit. Maybe it makes a balloon this big. And that's inside of you. Is it really going to push anything out of you? Do you understand what I'm saying? But say you get a balloon and say your heart is your inner man, say here, and you blow that balloon up massive size. Do you know two things can't stay in the same space?
Oh, glory to God.
They can't.
Good
and bad can't stay in exactly the same place. If we turned off all the lights in here right now, it would be
dark.
Light and darkness can't stay in the same space. So if you put a balloon in there and you just blow it up a little, well, then you got a lot of space for the devil still to play. But if you take that balloon and you blow it up and you fill it with the word and you blow it up and you fill it with some more word and you blow it up and you fill it with some more word. And you blow it up so big on the inside of you, there's no space for the devil to get in there. Your spirit is so in control of what you're doing that it just pushes out anything that, you know, what happens when you get a balloon tight? Stuff just bounces off of it. Do you understand that? You ever seen a tight balloon? What happens to it? Ping, 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 ping. Stuff just bounces off of it.
Oh, it's so good.
That's how we need to be. But what about a little balloon that's died? Shriveled. What happens to it? It just, everything sticks in it. You can squeeze it with your fingers. It don't pop. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's how a lot of people's spirits are. It's kind of like Play-Doh. It's kind of like the devil's in there going, nyeh, 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 nyeh. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. He's able to mold you and make you do anything he wants you to do on your insides because you ain't got that balloon tight enough. You tighten up that balloon on the inside of you big enough to where the spirit is greater on the inside of you than everything that he tries to attack you with is just going to go boing, 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 boing. Any fiery dart he throws is out of there. Yes. It just bounces right off.
Yes.
We're a new creature, but we have to feed ourselves. And that balloon's going to lose air. So fill it up again if you're being attacked. Fill it up again. All right. Say this with me. I know I'm making you say some things, but I want you to get it in you this morning. God is my Father. And the greater one
lives inside of me.
Say it again. God is my Father.
And the greater one
lives inside of me. Now, the greater one can only help you as much as you let him, depending on how big your balloon is. It's time for us as a church, body of Christ, body of believers, to become more God inside minded.
Yes.
It's time for us to remember that God lives inside of us.
Yes.
Do you think, you know, the other Sunday, Keith was talking about Ananias and Sapphira and how they had lied to them there in the service and that they just dropped dead. They were more concerned about what people thought than they were about what God thought.
Yes, they were.
Do you see that? And I tell the youth that all the time. They're so concerned that mom and daddy's going to find out about what they did. But there's someone more important than mama and daddy. And pastors sometimes, they're concerned that their congregation's going to find out that they did this. There's somebody way more important than your congregation. Spouses are concerned that their spouse is going to find out what they did. There's somebody way more important than your spouse. Because on the day of judgment, we're not going to answer to our spouse. We're going to answer to him. And he sees and knows all. Matter of fact, he's living right there inside of you. So you needn't think you can hide from him. Because anywhere you go, guess what?
He's there.
I'm here, he's there. Do you understand that? You go into a X-rated movie, he's there. You go into a porn place, he's there. You turn off all the lights in the house and look at something you shouldn't be looking at, guess what? He's there. And he's seeing what you're doing. Maybe your wife or your husband is sound asleep in the other room. That don't matter. The one that does matter that you're going to need tomorrow,
he knows.
Because he's in you.
Yeah.
The greater one is in you. You're not fighting flesh and blood. You're fighting the devil.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.